أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أنذركم بالوحي ولا يسمع الصم الدعاء إذا ما ينذرون ولئن مستهم نفحة من عذاب ربك ليقولن يا ويلنا إنا كنا ظالمين وندع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين ولقد آتينا موسى وهارون الفرقان وضياء وذكرا للمتقين الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب وهم من الساعة مشفقون وهذا ذكر مبارك أنزلناه أفأنتم له منكرون.
Say, I only warn you through the medium of wahi and revelation, and the deaf will not listen to the call when they are warned. And if a single gush of the punishment of your Rabb were to touch them, then they would surely say, woe to us, indeed we were wrong. Now they act so bravely, but just one gush of the punishment of Allah Ta'ala has to touch them, and they will just turn around immediately. And we will set up the scales of justice for the day of Qiyamah, and no soul will be treated unjustly in the least. Even if the deed were to the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it for account, and enough are we to account. And we bestowed Musa and Harun alayhim salam, the standard, the criteria, the light and the message for the righteous, those who fear the Rabb unseen and stand in awe of the hour of judgment. And this is a blessed message. We have sent it down. And will you people then reject this? The balance of justice, weighing the deeds, will it be a single balance or many, many scales? So the preferred view is that it is going to be just one single scale. But because of its magnanimity, because of its efficiency, the plural tense have been used, that we will set up the scales of justice. And the unique thing of this scale of justice is that it will weigh everything that is tangible and not tangible. Like in this day and time, even things that are not tangible, temperature, speed, etc., all these things can be measured, so the deeds will also be measured. فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. And Jibreel alayhi salam will stand near the scales on the day, and he will announce that so-and-so person, his deeds have been scaled and weighed, and his good deeds are weightier, so he is going to be fortunate for the rest of time. He's a lucky person, and so-and-so's deeds and scales of deeds were light, so he's going to be unfortunate for the rest of time. That is also warns that there are going to be three occasions on the day of Qiyamah where nobody will think about the next person. One is the time that the deeds are being weighed. Number two is the time that people are crossing over the Pul Sirat. And number three is the time when the books are distributed. So it isn't a sensible thing and wise thing to go around careless, thoughtless in this life. The reflection of the day of Qiyamah, the reflection of death, the concern that you're going to be standing before Allah Ta'ala, presenting your accounts and deeds, this must consume a Muslim. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُجْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. The weightiest of deeds on the day of Qiyamah is the level of sincerity. You have been doing things when he's saying the La ilaha illallah, then good character and silence, and the things that will be really destructive on the day of Qiyamah. The worst, obviously, is shirk, joining partners to Allah Ta'ala, rejecting any of the articles of faith and pride, arrogance, and then hurting people in some way or the other. One person asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I have slaves and they defy me sometimes. They don't listen to me. They don't carry out my instructions. And I shout at them. I beat them up. Then what will be my position on the day of Qiyamah? So Nabi sallam explained to him, if you are disciplining them was in proportion to their wrong and their misbehavior, then this will be settled accordingly. But if it is that you hit them or you beat them up less than what they had deserved, this will be counted as a favor from your side. But if ever you're beating them up and disciplining them is more than the wrong that they have done, then you will be taken to account for that. This person was greatly perturbed, and he says to Nabi Sallam, now I find no other recourse but to free them. So things that will really create problems on the day of Qiyamah, on the time that the deeds are being scaled, one is shirk, one is arrogance and pride, rejecting any of the articles of the faith, and thereafter hurting people, not paying their dues and hurting them in some way or the other. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُجْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And we had bestowed Ibrahim alayhi salam the right understanding in aforetime. We had bestowed him with the right understanding, and we were well acquainted with him. Behold, he said to his father and his people, what are these images that you remain so seriously devoted to? They said, we found our fathers worshipping them. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, you and your fathers are in a clear error. So they replied, have you brought the truth to us, or are you joking around? Are you ridiculing? So he says, really, truly, your Rabb is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth, the one that has created them out of nothing. And I am a witness to all this. And by Allah, I have a plan against your idols after you people turn away. So he broke them to pieces, except the biggest of them, that they may return to him. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا. Then they asked, who has done this to our gods? Really, he is wrong. They said, we have heard a youngster speaking about them. He is called Ibrahim. So they said, well, bring him before the eyes of people that they may bear witness. And they asked him, have you done this to our gods, O Ibrahim? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, in trying to explain to them and trying to explain to them very convincingly and easily, says, really, it is the biggest of them, their biggest who has done this. Then ask them if they can speak. In other words, it's obvious that it is not the biggest that has done this, because the idols cannot speak. So then they will know that this problem is either between the Ibrahim alayhi salam or the biggest idol. And the biggest idol cannot even speak, cannot defend itself. So obviously it will be Ibrahim. But then how can you then worship something that is so helpless and useless? So they turned to themselves and they realized and accepted that you people are in the wrong. Thereafter, after some reflection to hide away their respect, they say, Nukisu ala ru'usim, with their heads bowed down in shame. They say, you know, O Ibrahim, these things cannot speak. Now Ibrahim alayhi salam found the occasion to explain to them, then will you people worship things that cannot harm you and not benefit you in any way? Then away with you and the gods that you worship besides Allah Ta'ala. Don't you understand? Let's rest.